No Olympics?
Oh, yeah, we'll hear that, too. And, you know, that was just the tease part of it, Scott.
I know, but you see, usually you'll tease to the Olympics, and that gives me a chance to...
Oh, okay. And we'll have some Olympic news, too.
Okay, very nice.
Okay, that's not what I thought you were going to play.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Thank goodness.
No, Scott thought he was going to play either.
Yeah.
Oh, Roger Miller.
Yeah. Somehow that song popped into my head yesterday. Boy, that was annoying.
That was one of his little cutesy songs.
Well, most everything he did was cutesy.
Right.
You know, I could have played the Wiggles version.
Oh.
But I didn't because, you know, that would make
That would disrespect the memory of Roger Miller.
Well, I don't know about that. I think it would probably all give us a sugar high if we did that.
Yeah.
We'd be bouncing. Here you go.
Oh, but you're gonna do it anyway.
A little wiggle.
Just all the whistling.
Yeah. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles
2x2. Wow. That's annoying even for the Wiggles.
Oh, I like the Wiggles.
Well, we figured the Wiggles have got it made because their audience, what's their core demo?
Three, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to do a show that's longer than about 17 minutes. I mean, those kids won't sit still for that. And, you know, and they made a lot of money, you know. They really, really made a lot of money.
Whoops. What in the world?
God, I was gonna... Chase got all excited.
Man,
I thought I just got done.
No, you didn't. No, I was gonna play that.
That ought to be your new sounder, Chase.
Yeah, really. Yeah, right. Why not?
And here's the serious side of the news.
So the German.
Really.
Did you hear about the German weightlifter Matthias Steiner? Dropped a bunch of weight on his head on Tuesday.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Really?
Gold medal winner from the Beijing Olympics attempting to do a snatch over 432 pounds. The bar got behind him and fell to the back of his head.
Is he alive?
He is. As he laid there in pain and the officials came running out to tend to him and amazingly enough, he got up and walked off the mat under his own power.
Well, somebody lifted up the bar, I take it, first.
Yeah. Well, he didn't come back for his third attempt, surprisingly enough. And
goodness gracious. That's you know, when they throw those things down, I worry about their feet, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, God, would that'd make you cuss, wouldn't it? Really?
Wow.
He'd be cussing in Russian, so not everybody would know what he was saying.
Yeah. And then, you know, I don't know if this has shown up or not, but Stefan Feck. Be Stefan Feck.
Speaking of things you can't say.
That's right.
Things to say slowly.
Men's 3-meter springboard qualifying round on Tuesday.
Oh, did he bump his head?
No, he got a zero. He
really? Did
he belly flop?
Cannonball!
Yeah, really.
He failed a back flop on his dive. Yeah, so he got a zero.
God,
now, that's the kind of video I want to see. I mean, by the time he hits the water, they've already got the zeros up, right? You know, they're showing
that. Well, he was trying to put in that extra half a flip, right?
Yeah.
And it just didn't go.
It really
didn't.
All right. Well.
I wonder if he flipped out when he saw a score.
In order.
I like that split second of just, you know, not even sympathy.
No.
Yeah, I like that.
That's the best you could do.
Mm-hmm.
In order to blow out candles on a birthday cake, somebody has to blow on the cake, right?
So now you're going to tell us about all the germs that are spread, right?
Golly, I've thought that for years.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
But do you ever bring it up?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, bring it up at a 4-year-old's birthday party as they're blowing out the candles. I don't think I'll take a piece of your child's cake after they slobbered all over it.
That's right.
Because I don't know where your child has been or how dirty they are or what kind of germs they have.
You should be a selective birthday party attendee.
I'm just pretty sure no matter what, you won't be invited to number 5.
Yeah.
We've all eaten cake that's been sprinkled with 3-year-old spit, right?
Yeah, but
there's a profound statement for our times.
Whether we like it or not, we have. Yeah. So.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. 3-year-old? Are you sure? I mean, see, that's the other part. Are we just talking 3-year-old? You know,
or 7-year-old?
Well, or you know, 25-year-old?
Yeah. Well, or 85-year-old too. You know,
see,
may even get worse when you start talking about that.
There you go.
So
start losing dentures.
Yeah. So you've also wondered, just how gross it is to eat that. Yeah.
Boy, then it really gets nasty.
Yeah.
Look what I found in the icing here.
Well, the answer is maybe it's a little... Well, that's the other thing too. If you think about it, you know, if you go to a redneck party and somebody's got a dip going, that could be pretty nasty.
There you go.
May not end like you think it will.
It's a Dalmatian cake.
Yeah. Oh, wow. In an experiment with two cakes, the cake that was blown on did grow more bacteria than the control cake that no one blew on.
Yeah.
The other interesting fact is that the more candles on the cake, the more bacteria ends up on the frosting. Mm. I think we could have figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, that's because the person blowing has to blow more to get all of the candles out. The good news, however, is that most microorganisms in the human mouth are not harmful as long as the person is healthy. So if they cough and sneeze right before they blow out the candle, you go, I'll pass. So anyway, there you go. You are basically eating somebody else's germs, but they likely won't harm you. So there you go. Just thinking about that.
There you go. Okay, I just quit thinking about it. There you go.
I quit thinking about it about 45 seconds ago. In my head, at least, the show has moved on to something else.
I like your taste, Chase.
Okay, so anyway.
It's been a long time since I've heard that, but thank you.
Consider the source, right?
Yeah, we've surely never said it.
She doesn't know him well enough.
I can take it for what it's worth.
Woman, I like all y'all stooges.
Thank you. All right, there we go. A woman in Ohio is accused of pretending to go into labor to avoid arrest. 29-year-old Tamala Grissett was arrested after allegedly stealing $1,300 worth of merchandise from Macy's.
Hmm.
Police say that's when Tamala threatened to kill one of the officers. That's probably not good.
No.
And file a false abuse complaint against him. When they refused to release her, she allegedly started going into labor. Police took her to the hospital. Once they got there, she made a run for it. Well, I wonder how far along she was. Waddle, 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 waddle.
Mm.
Cops soon recaptured her.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, I think so.
And charged her with theft, aggravated menacing, obstructing official business. Unclear whether or not she's actually... It says here it's unclear as to whether or not she was actually pregnant.
Hmm.
I guess she must be a big girl. She must.
So petite is not in the descriptor.
Must be a big girl. Okay. And a pair accused of thieving in Pennsylvania told police that their crimes were actually all part of a TV show. Randall Smith and Artie Goodwine, these two Einsteins, were busted after cops spotted them being chased by one of their robbery victims. The victim told police that these guys had filmed the $20 robbery on a cell phone camera and explained that it was part of the new reality show, We Just Got Robbed.
I don't think that's going to qualify as an excuse.
It did not work. Okay, now, have any of y'all ever heard that it was against the law to kill a praying mantis?
No.
Have you ever heard that before?
But
I don't
why
know
would
that
you
I've
kill
ever,
a praying mantis? Yeah.
Don't know that I've ever killed one. Ah. I mean, I may have run over one, didn't know it or something.
It's not against the law.
I kill all of them that I see.
Do you? Well, you don't see a lot of them.
That's why you don't see a lot of them.
He goes hunting for them.
And, right. And so. Once again, have you seen the walking sticks that are not the praying mantis? Is that like a praying mantis that got old, you know, and turned brown?
Yeah. It's a poser.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this rumor, it says here this rumor started floating around in the 1950s. That it was against the law because they were an endangered species.
Hmm.
Why? Has somebody been counting them?
I don't know. But again, I'd never heard this.
We're down to 80 billion.
Most of us believed it was the praying mantis that was an endangered species, but they're not. In fact, they're very cool and they're very useful insects. And they really don't harm us in any way. Other insects? Not so much. Do you remember that movie about the giant praying mantis?
Yeah, that probably harmed some people.
Yeah, that probably did. It was a black and white movie.
It's the last movie Scott saw. Is
right. Oh. That he sat through.
No, true.
Yeah, that's right.
7:22. Boys, we got us, and lady, we got us a Jesus sighting.
Oh, man.
Got us a Jesus sighting.
I wonder if it's the same one that I read about this morning.
Well, yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Beeville?
Yes.
Yep.
In Beeville?
Tucked away in a refrigerator and carefully wrapped in foil as a half-eaten breakfast taco with a very special image on it. What?
I'm just thinking that. It's the image of a half-eaten breakfast taco. Okay?
A half-eaten breakfast taco.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it hadn't been half-eaten, they'd have the whole Last Supper on there.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's special at least to 80
Peter's missing.
80-year-old Texan Ernesto Garza. Mm-hmm. Ernesto, who attends an adult daycare facility in Beeville, said that he walked into the cafeteria. Quit it.
He attends.
Walked into the what?
The adult daycare facility.
No.
No? What is he attending?
He walked into the cafeteria.
Oh, okay.
That's right. And he interrupted the canasta game.
He was going
and said,
well, he's over there rattling the plastic glasses, you know, to get him some juice.
That's right.
Said, Ernesto's got to get his prune juice to get things started, so to say.
Right.
I wish you would get this started. Yeah.
He came in to have his usual bacon and egg breakfast taco.
Of course he did.
Right.
Four tortillas were all handmade by the cooks there.
Four tortillas? Yeah, my goodness. It. That's a big taco.
Garza sat down and unwrapped the taco. This is about the time that he was going to eat the inside of the taco. He's poking around and looked. He noticed that there was a face staring back at him. He was so
shocked. On the tortilla, I guess, right?
So shocked, he looked at it for 5 minutes. Says, looking back now at him was the face of Jesus. And since that morning, the Jesus taco has been the talk of the town.
Somebody asked him, what is it? He said, I think I see Jesus.
Yeah.
I said, I think I see Jesus!